We're reviewing what we saw last time. In the Mishnah, we saw that Rabbi Meir seems to hold that any time a person becomes an Eitz Zomim, he will also get lashes because he has been in transgression of the prohibition not to give false testimony. Chachamim obviously disagreed. Rabbi Meir was even willing to give dual lashes. If a person, if they testify that he deserves lashes, so they get lashes for Kasha Zomam as payment for that false testimony, plus another set of lashes because they testified falsely. So we saw Rabbi Meir's opinion that we give false witnesses lashes over testifying falsely. Now, we begin by saying that from the Gemara's perspective, Rabbanan's opinion is perfectly understandable. The Torah says, give lashes in accordance with that single wickedness, and that teaches us that you pay him for a single wickedness at a time. You don't give him double whammies. You don't give him double payment. Rabbi Meir is willing to give him double payment. We're willing to tell him pay and get lashes. We're willing to give him two sets of lashes. So we asked, where did Rabbi Meir come off with that idea from? And Ula suggested that we have the din of Motzi Shemra. We have the din that a person who makes false claims against his wife, he will get lashes and also pay. And from there, Rabbi Meir derives that in other circumstances, you could also have a person getting lashes and paying, like Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah.
I looked up Bishlema, like you asked me to. I couldn't find any of the, we didn't have any of the sources, but the definition, which I don't know if it works, says, "Yesh dochek v'shum kushia mibachutz." Right?
I don't remember.
That's what it says.
The second part of what it says, I didn't remember.
In brackets.
So I have to see the sources. I remembered the first part, but I have to see it inside.
So what's the kusha mibachutz here?
Let's hold off on that discussion until we see his sources.
All right, but I don't know how we're going to see them.
Send me an email. You remember what the sources were? Sefer HaKrisus, maybe?
Yes, Krisus. And
that I have at home.
And I got the room done, actually. Also,
not a Marcus Shisha and a Ginas Radin.
No Marcus Shisha. A Riv. The Riv on Kedushin. I don't know if that's...
Okay.
I don't know. Avir Yaakov on Kritut. And Shabbat Shel Misach.
Shabbat Shel Mi. That's a sefer. Shabbat Shel Mi. And maybe page Samaches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shabbat okay. Shel Mi.
That's a funny title.
What is that? Yeah, what is that? What is that sefer?
It's a sefer on Shabbos. Shabbat Shel Mi. Back to our Gemara. And then we said, and others say that the statement of Ula was said about a different din. Here we began an interesting topic. We quoted the Braisa. It says in the Torah, don't leave any of the Paschal offering till morning, and whatever is left should be burnt. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's a lav hanitek laase. The Torah connected the prohibition with an active commandment, don't leave over and burn whatever is left over, to tell you you don't get lashes, but rather fix it by burning it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I don't have to come on to that. The idea is, this is a prohibition that involves no action. The Torah says, don't leave over. Leaving over is the lack of action. You're not consuming it. You're leaving it over. And lav she'ein bo ma'iseh, ein lokin alav, you don't get lashes for. And that's where we left off. This machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, why is it that on the prohibition of lototihu mimenu ad boker, where the Torah says, don't leave over any of the meat of the Paschal offering till the morning, why is it that you don't get lashes? Are we correct in inferring that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that a lav shein bo maaseh, prohibition that involves no action, would be deserving of lashes? Minale, where does he derive it from? So some say that this is where Ula said you derive it from Motzi Shem Ra. Ula gamami Motzi Shem Ra. Ma Motzi Shem Ra. Lav Shen Bo Maaseh Lokin Alav. Af Kol Lav Shen Bo Maaseh Lokin Alav. Just like a Motzi Shem Ra does not involve any action, all he did was talk. Talk, as we discussed earlier in the tractate, is not considered an action, and yet he will get lashes, the Motzi Shem Ra. So to hear, a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh could get lashes. Then we question, hey, Motzi Shem Ra is different because he pays together with getting lashes. So Reish Lakish suggested he learns it from Edom Zomimin, where Edom Zomimin are a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, yet you get lashes. So we said, wait a second, Edom Zomimim never get warned for their prohibition. So we said, okay, between the two of them, you could derive the idea that Lav Shein Bo Maaseh gets lashes, and that's where we left off. I'm sorry, we're on the fourth line. So we said it's a Tzad HaShaveh. Tzad HaShaveh, a common denominator, meaning, if you wanted to prove from Edom Zomimin alone, I would say maybe the reason that Edom Zomimin get lashes, even though it's a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, is because they have an added stringency that they get punished without warning. So you can't derive it from Edom Zomimin. If you wanted to derive it from Motzi Shem Ra alone, I would say maybe Motzi Shem Ra is different because Motzi Shem Ra is more stringent than classical cases because he pays plus he gets lashes, whereas ordinarily one who pays doesn't get lashes as well. So then I say Tzad HaShaveh. No, I'll take the common denominator. What will you claim? You'll tell me, don't derive from Motzi Shem Ra because he has that stringency that he pays. I'll tell you, look at Edom Zomimin. They don't have that stringency, but they still get lashes even though they did a prohibition that involves no action. You'll tell me you can't derive from Edom Zomimin because the Torah is more stringent by them, that they get lashes without warning. I'll tell you that can't be the reason because you see Motzi Shem Ra, he gets lashes and he doesn't have that added stringency that he gets lashes without warning. So what do you see? It can't be that stringency that causes it. So between the two of them, I say, what must be the common denominator? The common denominator must be that, in fact, the Torah is willing to administer lashes for a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. You can't say the cause is the stringency of Motzi Shem Ra, just as they get lashes and pay, because you see, Edom Zomimin don't get lashes and pay. You can't say it's the stringency of Edom Zomimin that they get lashes without warning, because Motzi Shem Ra doesn't have that stringency. So between the two of them, you understand that in general, we can make a generalization that Lav Shein Bo Maaseh gets malchus. Asks the Gemara, Malatzad HaShaveh Shebein Shekin Knas. I'll ask you a different, maybe they have a different common denominator. Maybe they both have the stringency that they're both a tax, meaning they're both a form of punishment. So maybe that's why they also have the stringency. And I'll tell you, I understand that all taxes that are Lav Shein Bo Maaseh, you could get lashes. But who said that things that are not a tax will get lashes?
So wait, ha? Lo kasha. So Knas is specifically because it's not a form of compensation, it's actually just a of punishment. It has
that's
no,
the way it would seem. Yes.
Okay.
So the Gemara counters that. Ha lo kasha. That is not a question. Rabbi Yehuda lo savar like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says Edom Zomimin is a tax. There's room to understand that Edom Zomimin is not a tax. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Ela, okay, you don't accept that. I'll ask you differently. Maybe I could ask differently. I could say, okay, they both are stringent in that they have a stringent aspect to them. I agree with you, it's not the same stringency, but you see that they both have an aspect that the Torah reveals that the Torah is more stringent with them. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda atzad chamu lo parich. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree that you could ask such a question. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you want to question on my tzad HaShaveh, you have to show me another common denominator. to say the common denominator is that they have different stringencies, well, that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether that constitutes a question on a tzanda shaver or not. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't ask such questions. If you can't show me a real common denominator, the fact that they each have a different stringency is not called a common denominator. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda learns from the tzanda shaver that on a lav shein bo maise you could get lashes. Rabbanan, okay, so we answered up Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we come back to our Mishnah. What did we say in our Mishnah? The Torah, Rabbi Meir said that the false witnesses will get lashes because the Torah says, L'tane v'rachai tshaker. You have a biblical prohibition, do not give false testimony. So the Gemara questions, V'rabbananai l'tane v'rachai tshaker mai dar shibei. What do the Rabbanon derive from Lotane v'rachai tshaker? Answers the Gemara, Ha'umi baile, la'azaha le'edim zomimin. Chazal say, Chachamim say, that's the warning to Edim Zomimin that we will punish them. Meaning, we have a rule. Ein onishin elaim ken mazirin. It's not enough that the Torah tells you if you do the following act, you will get the following punishment. There also has to be an overt pasuk that says, don't do the act. It's not enough that I say, if you do it, I'll punish you. Now, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos has a long exploration on this concept. Because sometimes the Torah says, don't do act A, and we derive from it, and then the Torah says, and if you do act A or B, I'll punish you. And the Torah never said, don't do act B. But the fact that the Torah combined the punishment of act A and act B and told you about act A, don't do it, is enough. So that's a big chiddush. That's a Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos that needs a little bit of work. And there are other aspects of this that need to be explored. But the general assumption throughout the Shas is, Ein onashin elein ken mazirin. So the Torah told us Edim Zomimin get punished. V'asitem lo kasher zamam lasot l'achiv. The Torah tells us the punishment, but the Torah also has to tell us an overt pasuk that says, don't do it. Where does the Torah say that? That's this pasuk. Rabbanan say, when the Torah said, L'tanev v'rachad shaker, that's the pasuk that tells you don't do it. Rabbi Meir azra le'edim zomin minales. Where does Rabbi Meir have a pasuk that warns the edim zomin not to do it? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya nafkalei. Rabbi Yirmiya says he derives it from the verse, V'anishma'im v'anish'arim yishmu v'yirau, v'lo yosifu la'asot. It says, by edim zomin, administer to them the punishment they meant to inflict, and then those that remain will hear of this, they will be fearful, and they won't continue to do such a sinful thing. So the words they won't continue to do is a form of warning. Don't continue to do. The Ramanan, so why don't the rabbis learn it from that pasuk? Ahumi baile le'achaza. That pasuk teaches me a different concept. That pasuk teaches me that the courts have to announce, we are administering the following punishment to so-and-so for the following sin. Sometimes the Torah tells me, the Talmud says there are four instances that the Torah says you have to declare. People have to know and learn their lesson. There are four instances that we administer a punishment, and the Torah demands that together with the punishment there'll be a declaration, an announcement, so that people will heed the warning. So Chachamim say, that's what this pasuk teaches me. Rabbi Meir Achaza, where does Rabbi Meir know about this declaration? Mi yishme'u v'yirau nafka. He says, the Torah says, they will hear, and they will fear, and they won't continue to sin. So the words, they won't continue to sin, is the warning. They will hear, and they will fear. That's, those words teach you, make the declaration. So that's how Rabbi Meir learns. Okay, so with that we close this sugiya. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishalshin b'mamon ven mishalshin b'makot. When the Edim Zomimin have to pay compensation, we divide up the compensation. When the Edim Zomimin deserve to get lashes, we don't divide up the lashes. Ketzad, how so? They testified about him that he owes his friend 200 zuz. Then they were found to be false witnesses. So then they divide that those 200 zuz between them. But if they testified about him that he deserves 40 lashes, vinim tzu zomimin, and then they were found to be edim zomimin, kol echad ve'echad lokeh 40, every one of them gets the 40 lashes. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll see the Gemara on this next week.